Get ready to listen and take in the practical Bible-based teachings of Joyce Meyer in this message entitled, The Mouth.
I'm doing a series called Mind, Mouth, Moods, and Attitudes. Shared last night that where the mind goes, the man follows. Our thoughts determine the outcome of our life. What we think ends up coming out of our mouth, according to Matthew chapter 12. We read this last night, but we have several people that were not here last night, and we want to look at it again this morning. Father, we thank you for this word, not only for all those that are here, but the multiplied millions that will be watching this around the world. This is not a complicated word today, but probably one of the most needed teachings that we'll ever hear about the power of our own words. I thank you, Lord, for those of us who already have had teaching about the mouth, that this is a refresher for us today and reminds us of areas that we've let slip. And for those that it's a brand new revelation, we ask you to open up their hearts and let them receive this in such a way that it can go to work in their life immediately. The Bible teaches us that the words of our mouth reveal the condition of our heart. I'd like you to say that with me because I believe that's important. Say, the words of my mouth reveal the condition of my heart. Now, we know that God is a God of hearts. He doesn't look at the exterior of man. That doesn't mean he doesn't care about the things we do in our actions, but the Bible says several places that man judges according to the outside, or they judge according to the flesh, but God sees the heart. Why did God choose David to be king above brothers that he had who looked a lot more capable? Because David had a heart after God. I don't know about you, but I'm really glad this morning that God sees my heart. Because there are times when my actions maybe are not what they should be, but I can trust God for mercy because he sees my heart. I don't know about you, but I've come to a point in my life where I don't want anything phony going on. Now hear this, because I believe that the world needs to see something real, and I believe that we need to be real and not just pretenders and hypocrites. And I think there's a lot about each of us that we ourselves do not know. I think our walk with Jesus and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our heart is a continuing process of revealing deceptions in our lives. Satan is a liar. He's a deceiver. And his main aim and goal is to deceive us. And to be deceived means to believe a lie. If you believe a lie, then for you, it, even though it's not a truth, it becomes a truth to you because that's what you believe. And so God is constantly revealing deceptions in our lives. For example, I was abused by my father, and so I had many wrong thought processes. I believed a lot of things that really weren't true. For example, I believed that because I had been abused, that I would always have an inferior life, that I could never have what I could have had had that not happened to me. Well, you see, that was a lie, but I didn't know that. I had not yet read Isaiah 61:7 that says, for our former trouble and shame, God will give us a twofold recompense and double honor. So not only would my life not be inferior, but if I trusted God, I could have more honor than I would have had had I not ever had the problem. Double honor. So it doesn't make any sense to my mind, but God's saying if you got a bad deal and you were treated unfairly and you had injustice and you hang on to me, I'll see to it that you get such a reward that you'll end up with double for your trouble. And I'll tell you the truth, that's not hype. It happens. I'm living proof.